Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love, coming to you live from Sydney with, unfortunately, we don't have Lana Love with us, and we're very live today, as you can hear, unfortunately. These things happen, but as I say, we take life head on with this show, and we deal with the issues, and the show must go on. Today, we're very happy to have Peter Jain with us today. He's a Lebanese songwriter, performer, entertainer, global rights activist. He's also a member of the World Service Authority with my friend attorney David Gallup, who was on our show in the past. And we're very excited to have you on our show today, Peter. Thank you for coming on and with all the technical difficulties we've been having.
Thank you, thank you. Just for the intro, for your amazing intro, I'm Lebanese and Armenian.
Yes,
music composer. Yeah, also Armenian. Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Could you could you tell us a little bit about your background and your experiences and the work that you're doing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, I'm right now on the Universal Peace Tour. It has been almost 6 months.
Right.
As of the new campaign that's called Peace Starts With You and Me, My Friend. So it's the 2015 tour and campaigns all around the world and wherever I am with different different ways of inspiring people.
Right, that's very exciting, the Universal Love Tour. That's so appropriate for our radio show because that's certainly our focus, is spreading the word about
universal
soul love. And
Peace Tour, not Love Tour. Peace Tour, but also love. You can say love and hope and all.
Oh, for sure, yeah. So, you're on tour in the U.S. right now, I understand?
It has been almost 2-3 months in the States. Before that, I was in Europe, and before that, I was in different countries as of Lebanon, or on a yearly basis, I go to Armenia and also Istanbul, and these different languages that I speak. I try to do motivational speeches also to the media, to the universities, to wherever, however I can. And also through my music and my new album, which is called Universality.
Universality. I love the title. It's so exciting that you're doing this kind of work. And I was very happy to hear about you through David Gallup at the World Service Authority, because he's certainly someone that we work with and that we're very we're impressed with his work, and you're certainly a part of our network. And sorry about the background noise, just life. I read up on your bio and saw what you're doing, and I just want to say thank you so much for being a global rights activist and doing it and expressing it through music and reaching so many people and inspiring people with Universal to, raise the vibration of humanity, which is part of our mission statement for Universal Soul Love. How are things going with your tour so far?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Sometimes it's tough, but whenever it's tough, it's good, because whenever there is challenge, it means that you're doing something worth it. So always when people say that it's not easy, and I say I don't want to be easy, because easy come, easy go. I want something hard, so that if hard comes, and maybe never let go. So if something is valuable, usually it's hard to get. And if it's something valuable, it needs lots of struggle, tears and sweat, and lots of effort, and then it will be worth it. So I'm in that kind of mission right now. As a World Service Authority, I try to cooperate with different organizations. Some of them are UN-affiliated, as the U.S. Federation for Middle East Peace, or also in Florida. Now here we're working with the Art Army. And also there is Kids Rock the Nation. There is lots of several organizations like the Love Foundation. There is a Love Foundation which is located in Orlando, and it's the same mission that we are doing. And also there is another Love Foundation which is mostly cruelty-free project. It's based in LA that recently I got to know about them and fully support them and try to cooperate and in the near future also in that program, because that's our dream to have a world which is cruelty free.
Right. Okay. Yep. Lana and I work with a number of large organizations as well, NGOs and World Service Authority is one of them. And I'm certainly very familiar with Florida, having lived there for many years. And I was a guardian ad litem there, working with abused children and in the court system. And it's like you said, I love your message about, that you really, these tests and challenges, that you really have to continue to push through them, just as we are right now. Lana's dealing with a situation, unfortunately can't be here at the moment, and that's how things happen in life with our personal lives, and it happens, you have to take it head on, just like you said, and that's what we're doing at the moment, and otherwise, you know, I've seen so many people in life get knocked down off their horses and never get back up and take on the victim role and the victim mentality and feel defeated. And you can't feel defeated. And that's why they have that saying, the show must go on. And I know you're familiar with that. There's times when you feel like you can't do it, but you do. You keep pushing on and you keep moving forward.
As a matter of fact, I can tell that all my projects, and mostly all the projects, I always say produced by Peter Jem with a little help of my will, my faith, and my friends. So always there is the other hand that likes to come close to your hand to clap. So, but you have to have the faith and you have to have the will. I always talk about the power of will, and I always and we always know about the faith, and we always say here, as we were little kids, keep the faith, keep the faith. To go on practical form of faith, I guess, is the power of will. When we stand up and face all the fears and overcome them by the power of the will that we have and the faith that we have in whatever we believe, and then we know we will see how the universe will react on that, how the universe will reflect to that, and plus we will see how much of good people are there so that they can put their hands with your hands and you will start creating miracles. And I have lots of inspiring stories in my career. And I mean, it's only a few years that I've been like all around the world, or around 40 countries or over 15 states. I've met lots of people that, lots of inspiring people, and also in my book, I say inspire to get inspired. So always that I try to inspire people, I myself also, I get inspired from them. You know, once I see that the seeds that I'm trying to plant is reflecting back on me. So I guess once we start to act on the unconditional love, we will see that unconditionally, it will shine back on us. And even if it doesn't shine back on me, I believe that however I do any goodwill thing, it will be great for whatever it is. So it will give the results whatever it is, and that's how we will try to make somewhere, somehow, a better place.
I totally agree with you, and I love what you just said. And you know, we're inspiring people to empower them. And I agree with you.
Exactly.
It's sort of like we don't focus on the problem. We focus on the positive solutions. And I always say that on this show. And we're trying to take action steps to create that positive outcome, but we can't be attached to the outcome. What it will be, it will be. We move forward with the best of intentions, and we use our will. Willpower is certainly a force to be reckoned with. And it's interesting because you're marrying two concepts that we talk quite a bit on this radio show about because we our audience is, you know, 50% activists and 50% sort of life coaches and healers. So we have a mix, and many of the members of our, many of our listeners are both. They're both activists and healers. So we have these sort of like light warriors, or I guess there's a lot of labels you could use for people who are spreading the message of love and light, and at the same time facing the darkness, so to speak. So you're yeah. certainly an inspiring person for our listeners, and I'm so glad that you're having this conversation, because it's very appropriate for this talk show.
Yeah. I wanted to tell people about a little bit about my background and what inspired me to stand up and somehow figure out myself that how I should start my career and what should I do.
Absolutely. Tell us about your experiences.
Yes. Before my experiences, I can tell that my grandpa was one of the survivors of the Armenian Genocide, which was 1915. We just had the centennial of the Armenian Genocide. And my father was the survivor of the Israeli conflict in 1948. And myself, I'm also one of the survivors of the Lebanese Civil War in the 80s. So if we see here, if you notice, three different generations passing by big disasters, from my grandpa to my father to me. And then someday I just stand up and say, I have to stop this in a way that I don't want to have any kids in the future, and they are still in this cycle. So that was the right. beginning of what I started to get inspired. That I mean, 100% we are against any kind of war, and for sure we are for the recognition of any genocide, for whoever, however it happened. And because both sides, once we say we are against the genocide and they should be recognized, it means that it will not repeat again. So in a way, we are directly inside the real human rights. So we want the human rights for everybody anyhow. And then once we're talking about being against any war, it means that we don't want any war, we don't want any violence. And we can yes. solve lots of most of our problems with different non-violent ways. As I also do workshops for non-violent communication and conflict resolution, it's part of the peace education that I consider it should be in every school or every university. This program, so that our youth, which is our future, can can give us some kind of hope for the future. Because I had a speech on the 12th of August for International Day of Youth in the UN headquarters in New York about this subject also. And also my main thing about all of this was about awakening the creativity in our youth, that as I can create a beautiful painting or inspiring song, also, we can create peace, we can create our future, we can create. This is part of empowering and encouraging and enhancing the youth for a better future and a better planet, you know. So
absolutely.
Creativity is something very important for me. It's somehow our higher self, our little part of the creator within us. So that's again what we believe in the art army, which is like the changing the world through the power of art. So and also I guess most of the organizations or even individuals and activists, they know about the power of art and power of music. And I had the motto of my project in my biography also is it's the positive message through the power of music, art, and also speech, as I do also motivation speech. So it just followed up one after each other. As I got the title as ambassador for human rights or ambassador for peace, and I started to do more of the speeches also, parts of art and music that we use for transformation, for inspiring people. And somehow the leadership by example that we do.
That's right.
Kind of, it's something urgent these days, not to be the cliche type that we just say, you should do this, you should do that, but with our lives, we can touch other lives, and as if I'm a little candlelight that I can light up any other candle, my light won't go dim, and also, if I light others, we might light up more people and light up the world, you know? So
that's right. We're all one. So if we're spreading the light, then everyone's receiving it. And that's just the light expanding. And that's what we're trying to do by inspiring people. And I like what you said about leading by example as a positive role model for others and showing them the way.
Sure.
Being that light, that beacon of light to the world is really important. And also about the creator within us, because that's our creativity. And I like that message that you're giving to our youth, that we are powerful beings. And we always talk about this on our show with all of our guests, that we are manifesting the future right now. And we can manifest the future and the reality that we want right in this moment.
Yeah.
And we have to know that we can do that, that we are creators, and that we don't have to be victims of our circumstances, just as I was determined to do this show with you, and we're doing it. We can push forward, and we can create a valuable life experience for everyone.
Yes, so. We can if we want. In my peace song, I always say my peace song's name is If You Want. So nothing comes by force. You know, it's all about realizing about the moment and appreciating the moment and acting in the moment that we have. So it's all about these three things. And also I had another project about imagine, inspire, and embrace. Imagine is just like whatever it comes to your mind, it thoughts. And then inspiring is it can be mostly in the beginning by words, and then it can be also by acts. And then embracing is that we don't leave anyone out there. We want to include everyone. Like we have all the races, all the religions, all the people, and then we can go on the circle to include all the nature and all the environment, because we are all interconnected with each other. So then we will see that how our activism, that the activist within ourselves, that is living and is acting. In a conference in like before a few years, I just said that an activist should be active. So it's very simple, but at the same time it is very meaningful, because lots of people, they consider themselves activists but they don't do anything. But meanwhile, I can say that each one of us are activists. Even if you are sharing something on Facebook, it takes only a few seconds from your time. You are active in something, and you are changing the world. You are becoming the change. So,
yes.
As I was talking about the power of creativity and the power of art, the artist within ourselves, that we can create things like peace and love and unity and the transformation, and also the activists within ourselves need just a little motivation, little excitement, so that the hope. I have a song also. It says there is hope even for the hopeless. The hope that comes within ourselves, even if we are hopeless, we know that with this hope, we can make a little change. In my journeys, many times I was not getting paid. I didn't even get any donations, but I was just trying to push myself forward. I don't care if I slept some sleep. I don't care if I ate something. I don't care. Like many, these things that it's all about me, I never put into priority, as long as I know that I'm on this journey. I am on this mission. This endeavor that it's kind of priority for me is whatever I'm doing today to inspire other people. So that's the most important part, to be the example that I want to see in others. So becoming this example, it's a tough challenge, and it's a very hard challenge. Because people think that I'm getting paid lots of money from the gigs, And I can tell that most of the gigs, or maybe half of them, I can do even free, as long as I can get my message from those. And as far as the radio shows, the TV shows, and we use it to get our message out there. And in a maybe out of blue, somebody will donate something. It can be some flight ticket. It can be even some dinner, some food, some whatever it is, some invitation to stay over. So it is a different kind of touring that most of the people, they don't understand, like, how are you doing these things? How much you're getting paid? And I tell them, right, I'm not getting paid, or even I rely on very little donations that I have. They are very surprised. And my new album, Universality, is very high quality recording, and I can tell that I didn't even put like the basic money for it to record, because it all happened when I was working with the animal rights organization in Augsburg in Munich. And so here in Germany, in south of Germany, there was this drummer which was also maybe supporters of this organization. And I was trying to cooperate with this organization, because if I say I work for, they think that I'm getting money, like I'm employed. But it's not like that.
Right, no. Yeah, I understand, because certainly I don't get any money for doing this either. And ever since I've been writing books in 2011, we've never asked for donations. We put our own money into this, and we do the best we can with it. And we've created Universal Soul Love as a platform for people like you to get your message out and for us to get our message out. And very few activists ever make any money, or, you know, healers. It's generally...
Exactly.
You're doing it because you have this mission, and you want to get this message out, and you want to positive change in the world.
Yes.
Very selfless.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. So I wanted to talk about my new hit song, which is exclusive. It's not yet online.
Okay.
The name of the song is "We All Need." We all need. So as much as we have lots of needs, the very basic need for us to survive is peace and love, which I usually consider peace, love, and hope as one word. And I was singing in Fort Myers in Florida on the day of International Peace Day. So I got some friends together that we wanted to sing this song. And suddenly, when I was saying, we all need, and somebody said, we all need food. And I said, yeah, we all need food to survive. But if bombs are being dropped next to you, you can't even eat. Because I have that experience, because when I was born in the 80s in the Civil War, sometimes we wanted to eat. Other than finding the food or not finding the food, as much as there was bombs that there was dropping next to us, we were not being safe to eat. Even as much as you are in fear, you can't even eat, even if you are hungry. So when I was telling him, this guy realized that this moment, that how much peace is important. So in every moment that the things that we already have, we think that we have, we don't appreciate, unless it says you don't know what you got until you lose it. So before losing it, if we consider ourselves, just imagine and put ourselves in those like people who are experiencing this, and especially these innocent people or innocent children, we will be more active. We will say that we are one human family.
Peter, I'm sorry, I'm losing you. I'm losing your... I think I'm losing your conversation here a little bit. I can hear you. I'm sorry. We're in a difficult circumstances.
We are doing the telephone lines now. Anyway.
Yeah, that happens.
So,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
So please continue.
Yeah, I was just talking about how much we are important to to put our little hand with our other human beings from different planets, from different continents, I mean, so that we will experience that how we are helping each other. Because I always believe in the power of people. I never believed that authorities or governments or whatever, they will get us peace and they will get us unity, they will get us whatever. I wish I can believe something so I can see something practical. But I believe that right. We as human beings, as people, as whoever, however, has something that can bring next to each other, and then it will create something. So I yes, always say that yes. I can't do the things that Martin Luther King has done, and Martin Luther King can't do the things that, I don't know, John Lennon did, and John Lennon can't do the things that Mahatma Gandhi did. And all of these people, these legends that created some the dream that they have to practically make it happen, it was something really bad, really, really big. So I consider that each one of us have something to bring on. And sometimes they used to ask me, like, why do you go to Europe and America and this kind of more peaceful, let's say, countries and think for them and do your mission over there, and you don't go to the Middle East or the war zone countries and do your thing? And right. I was just asking them one question. I was telling them, do you go to the sick person, to the ill person, and tell him that, do you want to be good? The being good is really good. Being healthy is really good. Do you go to them to tell them, or you go to people that they can help these ill people come all together and help these ill people, these sick people, sick person, to get any better? So that's my example of putting things together. Because I come from a war zone. I have experienced all of these. And I know that all the people over there, they want peace. For sure they want peace. Because, as I said, I mean, I was born in the middle of the bomb. So if you right. come and ask me, like, do you want peace? Shall I say no? Who can say no? So then, but I believe that if all the people that they have already peace, as in the United States, we think that we have peace here, or in Europe, or in Australia, or we can end the violence, and we can get together with the power of the people and stand up for our rights. I always call it our real rights. Because on the media there is lots of marketing of different kind of rights, which is kind of part of the marketing. But the real rights is all human beings are one, and all human beings have one human right. And it's not that if I'm American and the other is African has different rights. So once we realize that, we can see that we are completing each other. There is no competition here. We're not competing. We are completing each other.
Yeah, and I like everything that you're saying, and I think it's a very powerful personal statement to make, that we can make a difference in the world, no matter what the circumstances outside of us look like, and no matter what whatever the situation is, you're still a powerful being. And I also like that, you know, that you're saying that we are valuable, and that we determine what sure. value is outside of us, but each life is valuable. It has intrinsic value. It's life itself is powerful. We have a powerful life force in us, and we just need to really seize our inner power, our personal power, know that we can control ourselves, and we have that power to really change things for the better and to make a difference in the world, no matter what. And I think that's one of the most important things you've said so far. And we can do this. What you're saying is we can do this in a way where we're sending out that love vibration to the world, and at the same time standing up to abuse and mistreatment of others and of ourselves, and that we have the power to do this without giving into it and becoming engaged with it and turning things around, and I really like that. And I just want to see if we can go to a break very quickly because we have Dr. Lana Love here, and I know we can't go on speakerphone because of the outside noise. But
yes.
Well, actually, Lana might not be able to speak at all. Maybe we can just continue with the show, I guess. So could you give you a website and some way that
yes.
people can find
sure.
your, you know, your music and contact information?
Yes, definitely. Well, it's peterjan.com, and also you can, everybody or anybody can go to the Google and just put my name, Peter Jam, which is P-E-T-R-J-A-M. Jam comes from my full name of Jambazian. People think that jam is jamming or jelly jam. But
right.
it's actually the shortening of my real name, which is the Armenian name of with the I-A-N at the end, you know, Jambazian or Jambazian. So that's peterjam.com or Peter Jam in the Google or on YouTube. They can see my videos and my new project. And also I have my Twitter, my Instagram, and Facebook. It's all /@ Mr. Peter Jam, which is Mr. Peter Jam, all together. They can follow me on Twitter, and for sure I will follow them back. And also on Instagram, I put like on daily basis. Somehow I try to put some short videos or also photos and up to date for my Universal Peace Tour. The upcoming thing, which is after a few days on Friday and on Saturday, I will be in Daytona Beach on Full Moon Salon, which is the Daytona Palooza, this big festival of 2 days. And I will have double performance. The first day I'm playing around 7:30 in Full Moon Salon. And the second day I will get together more and more musicians, and also artist Perego will be doing some artwork, and we are trying to create some crazy art, peace, and activism, and music all together. It's going to be a full show on Saturday, the 3rd of October, around 11 p.m. So we invite anybody that is surrounding this area or anybody wants to come. It will be something really amazing. So on and so forth. I guess I will be in Florida maybe for another few weeks before I might head to New York or to LA. I will update as the dates are coming up. I just want to remind people that my new album, Universality, is on iTunes, on Amazon, on Spotify, and also on SoundCloud. They can just listen to it. And also, the song We All Need, which we created a peace project for International Day of Peace on the 16th, not on the 21st, with some friends, which was the Adams Family Band and also other musicians in New York. And we went to different locations in Manhattan, in New York City, as far as we started in the strawberry field, in the Dakota building, where John Lennon was assassinated. So we started there. We made our first, we filmed our first video over there. And then we were doing in Central Park, in Union Square, in many other locations. And then we ended up in front of the White House to do these videos. These videos are all all the rushes. I have them, and I'm waiting for our other friend Ray Garindo, that was also playing with us in front of the UN, to send me more videos, and we're gonna mix them and we're gonna release them soon. And so far, so forth, the song We All Need will be released also, which is the newest track and newest peace song that I've ever written. So I'm looking so much forward for that song and the videos that are coming up. Meanwhile, I just wanted to also tell about my romantic side. Also, I have also love songs and love song videos that I did in Italy or in Germany with the help of some people over there, and also some models and actresses that they were playing with me. So as much as I'm an activist, I have lots of I have a mission and lots of songs and a mission for global rights. I have also love songs, and I have also some more important projects as far as about the cultural thing. Because in my album Universality, I have different instruments from different countries. And also different musicians that come from different nationalities, and plus it is recorded in Germany, in Armenia, and in Lebanon. So different continents, different countries, all getting together for this diverse cultural view. Because each song, as much as the lyrics are different, it talks about something different. Also, the style of the song, because many people, they ask me, what's your genre? I say, I don't have genre. I can write a blues song, I can write an Armenian song or something, Japanese, Arabic. There is different languages in my CD, but mostly it's in English, because we know that we want to reach to the message as much as people as we can. For the English, but also the cultural touch, it is also very important for me. Just to
absolutely, it sounds like you're very diverse and very talented and yes, versatile in how you with your creativity, and that's great. It's a form of self-expression for you, just like my writing is for me, and public speaking is a form of self-expression as well. And I think you do it very well. Appreciate that.
Yes. Yes, also I wanted to talk about the Universality album, which has this 12 tracks and different genres, different languages. Each song talks about different things, but also my other peep song that I sang over 40 countries, the video of 18 countries in Europe, it's called Europe Peep Tour. It's on my website, peterjam.com, so they can also watch it on YouTube if they put Peter Jam. So the Europe Peace Tour, I might release it as World Peace Tour in the future, because I have also filmed videos in different places. And I'm looking up for this new project that I was doing also with the kids, because we know that kids are our future, and how we educate them also on the peace education and nonviolent communication. We will have our youth, our children, as our future, to have more hope of, let's say, more peaceful world or more peaceful planet.
Right, absolutely. That's a fantastic message. Certainly, one of our mission, part of our mission statement. And interestingly, Liner and I had spoken in the past with some of our other guests that we work with about doing a universal love conference where we'd have entertainers like yourself and speakers and workshops. Hasn't gotten off the ground yet, but Liner and I would love to speak to you about that at some point, see if there's a way to pull that together. Because since I'm not a I mean, we do have a number of people who put together conferences. In the industry in LA that I've met, and so we certainly have the resources and the talent and the people to do it, and hopefully I think it would be fantastic to have a universal love concert at some point. And I'm so fortunate to have come into contact with you, and you're down in Florida, which, you know, like I said, I've spent many years there, and we have a lot of listeners in that area, and activists and some life coach speakers, and so the opportunities keep knocking and the doors keep opening, and this is just fantastic. And I'm so happy that you came on our show, and we have to wrap this
Thanks.
Up.
I wanted to make a call of any life coaches or healers or activists or artists that they want to put their hands to my hands, and we can try to talk and share and create some project, or they want to mix up with me in so-called Piece of Peace project. The first piece is P-I-E-C-E. So there is a project called Piece of Peace with Peter James. So, like, we all are part of this piece, pieces of the piece, you know. So if anyone they want to contact me, they can email me at info@peterjames.com, or also they can write me on Facebook or Twitter or any social media. I guess it will be easy to find, and I would be more than glad to cooperate with them or guide them or whatever it is in anywhere in the States, and especially right now that I'm in Florida. So it's very exciting for me about the project that we were talking about also. And I really look forward so that we can create something. Because also I will just tell about something very important from my book, which is not released yet. It says, as the purpose of life is to be happy, happiness turns to joy if we share. Because sharing is caring, and caring is compassion, and compassion is pure source of love. So
you're right. Yes, you're right. We're sharing, and that's what's really important. That's the experience, and that's why relationships are so important, and I'm glad that you added that. We are out of time, but I'm going to certainly contact, Lonnie and I will certainly contact you, and I know we have a number of people that are interested in getting together and creating creating something, and so this is great, and I'm so glad that we came into contact with you through World Service Authority, and I just thank you for being on our show, and we have Laura Eisenhower coming up next week, and also I believe we have Dr. John Dimitri coming on our show. So once again, thank you for being on Universal Soul Love, Peter Jam.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll be in contact with you, and we will see you next time on Universal Soul Love. Thanks, Peter. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.